Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's news today that two business associates of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, have been arrested on campaign finance charges. We're going to get to that in a moment as we continue to follow the impeachment inquiry in Washington. Former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is still scheduled to give a deposition in the inquiry tomorrow. Yovanovitch's testimony would come despite the White House's saying this week that it won't cooperate in the impeachment inquiry. We're joined now by former Georgia Republican Congressman Bob Barr. He was involved in the last impeachment inquiry during the Clinton impeachment, and he is on Skype. Welcome.
Good to be with you all.
Well, and as someone who was pushing for transparency during the Clinton impeachment, do you think that Yovanovitch should be allowed to testify tomorrow?
Well, there's a difference between transparency and following proper procedures. If, in fact, Ms. Yovanovitch is still an employee of the State Department, then she has to follow the protocols of the department. And if that means that the current circumstances under which she has been asked to testify do not comport with the State Department rules and procedures, then it's entirely proper that that be worked out before she testifies.
But do you think that it would be right for the State Department or the White House to stop her from testifying?
Sure. I mean, there may be matters that she cannot go into. And the fact of the matter is the rules or the lack of rules under which this whole process is playing itself out is largely a one-way street, as opposed, for example, to the process of the impeachment inquiry and impeachment hearings that we followed back with the Clinton impeachment, in which the minority, that is the Democrats at the time, did have the opportunity to call witnesses and subpoena witnesses. So it was very, very different back then.
But there's nothing written down that says that it has to be done that way.
No, there is no requirement in either the Constitution or the basic rules of the House. But if, in fact, the majority believes that there are legitimate grounds for an impeachment, then it's very important for them to follow precedent, because precedent allows for an open proceeding. And it also places the impeachment where it ought to be placed, and that is in the Judiciary Committee, not as an intelligence matter. This is not an intelligence matter. It is an impeachment matter, a legal matter.
I want to play some sound from early December of 1998, days before President Clinton was impeached. Here you are in the House Judiciary Committee making a statement about the impeachment inquiry.
Sadly, I believe the case we are discussing today is but a small manifestation of President Clinton's utter and complete disregard for the rule of law. Throughout his presidency, his administration has been so successful at thwarting investigations and obstructing the work of Congress and the courts that it may be decades before history reveals the vastness of his abuse of power or the extent of the damage it has wrought.
So you talked about President Clinton thwarting investigations and obstructing. Do you think that the Trump administration is doing the same thing, impeding an investigation into what happened with the call with Ukraine?
No, because during those proceedings from which you just played the soundbite, there was a very different overall process at play, and it was not being conducted in secret, as a lot of what is going on now is being conducted because the leadership of the House has placed this matter before the wrong committee.
So just to be clear, do you think that if the House were to vote, to have an official vote and start a more formal impeachment inquiry, that then the White House should cooperate and allow all witnesses to testify and produce all the documents the Democrats are asking for?
To a certain degree, absolutely. I would certainly expect and would counsel the White House to be far more forthcoming when you have those sets of procedures that allow for due process, even though we're not talking about due process in a strictly legal sense. I think the White House is correct in saying this process needs to be handled with a far higher degree of protection of rights of the minority and of the executive branch than has been forthcoming thus far.
Let me just finally ask you, process aside, are you concerned about the whistleblower complaint and the allegation it makes that says that basically President Trump was asking a foreign power to investigate his political opponent and asking for foreign influence in an election in the United States?
First of all, as a threshold matter, I do not consider, based on everything I've seen so far, that this person is a whistleblower in the sense that we normally and the law considers or contemplates a whistleblower.
But what about the transcript? What about whistleblower aside? There's a transcript that's out there that shows what I was just talking about.
To me, the transcript does not show that. And even if it did show that the president was saying, okay, we have a problem here, and part of that problem goes back to both the 2016 election in the Ukraine and the role of the vice president and his son at the time he was the vice president. And before we move forward with assistance and better relations with Ukraine, you all need to get that matter straightened out and get your own house in order. To me, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that.
That's former Georgia Republican Congressman Bob Barr, who was involved in the Clinton impeachment inquiry back in the 1990s. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.